where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The next couple of days across Sarnia Lambton are going to be hot and sticky. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement advising of hot and humid conditions with Humidex values near 37 degrees Celsius today. The National Weather Agency says conditions pose a health risk when you are not used to the heat, and everyone is at risk from the heat, especially older adults, infants and young children, and those suffering with chronic illnesses. Hot and humid air can also bring deteriorating air quality and can result in the Air Quality Health Index approaching the high-risk category. Nobody was hurt after a car plunged into the St. Clair River Sunday afternoon. Police say the driver accidentally engaged the gas pedal, causing the vehicle to drive through the guardrail at Centennial Park and into the water. Two bystanders jumped into the water to help extricate the driver and passenger. Police say charges are not anticipated. A traffic note for those living and working in the village of Point Edward. There's a traffic plan change for the St. Clair and Light Street $6 million reconstruction project that's already underway. Sarnia's MIG Engineering, which is overseeing the project, says starting today, the Light Street access from Front Street will be opened to local traffic only, and the current Helena Street access will be closed. The temporary change will be in effect until Friday. Light Street access from Helena Street will be closed just south of the north entrance to the LCBO. Access from St. Clair Street near Bridge Street will remain open. You may notice Sarnia's Tecumseh Park has been blocked off as improvements are being completed on the Ball Diamond and Pathways. These were approved by City Council in March, and the tender was given to Titan Group Construction. Manager of Facility Services Tom Bernard says the work includes a full rebuild of the field.
A proper drainage system and clay playing surface, new LED field lighting, fencing, bleachers, bullpen, new scoreboard are all part of the scope of work. It's just such a great park, so deserving of these improvements, so it's really exciting to get this underway.
Pathway work is expected to wrap up by the end of this week, with the Ball Diamond scheduled to be finished by the end of summer. And Theatre Sarnia's production of Norm Foster's Halfway There took home three awards during the Western Ontario Drama League Festival Awards over the weekend, including Outstanding Direction and Best Production of a Canadian Play. Holly Wenning took home the award for Outstanding Performance in a Supporting Role for her role as Rita. Mix of sun and cloud for today. Could see some showers and thunderstorms. Winds out of the south becoming light. High of 31, feeling like 37 with the humidity. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight to low of 22. Tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 27, feeling like 32 with the humidity. Sunny on Thursday, a high of 24.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.